The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Welcome to This Day in History class from HowStuffWorks.com and from the desk of Stuff You Missed in History class. It's the show where we explore the past one day at a time with a quick look at what happened today in history. Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm Tracy B. Wilson and it's January 16th. The 18th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution was ratified on this day in 1919. Several states ratified the amendment on that day, but it was Nebraska that gave the amendment the necessary 36 states required to be ratified. This followed an ongoing movement for prohibition. There were a lot of concerns about drunkenness and crime, and a lot of the most vocal and visible members of this movement were women, a lot of them women who were personally affected by alcohol abuse. They were being physically or emotionally abused by husbands who were drunk, or they were in situations where their husbands weren't supporting the family because of drink. This was also connected to religion. The Second Great Awakening had spurred religious revival all over the United States, and that led to an increase in the idea that drinking was sinful. Individual states had started passing laws regulating or prohibiting alcohol starting in 1838. Some of the most famous people and organizations in this movement were the Women's Christian Temperance Union and the Anti-Saloon League. There was also Carrie A. Nation, who became famous for smashing up saloons with a hatchet. Between the mid-1800s and the early 19-teens, as this advocacy went on, more and more states passed laws prohibiting alcohol. It started to become part of platforms when people ran for office. Dry candidates supported prohibition while wet candidates opposed it. In 1916, dry candidates won a significant majority in the U.S. Congress, and they got to work writing a constitutional amendment. In 1917, that 18th Amendment passed both houses of Congress and was sent to the states to ratify, which brings us to January 16th of 1919, when it was ratified by the required 36 states. Here is Section 1 of the amendment, quote, "After 1 year from the ratification of this article, the manufacture, sale, or transportation of intoxicating liquors within the importation thereof into, or the exportation thereof from the United States and all territory subject to the jurisdiction thereof for beverage purposes is hereby prohibited." Section 2, quote, "The Congress in the several states shall have concurrent power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation." And Section 3 gave a deadline of 7 years for ratification by the states so that the amendment couldn't just sit there forever, awaiting ratification if it did not get enough. That legislation that was described in Section 2 came along later in 1919 with the National Prohibition Act, also known as the Volstead Act. Industrial, medical, and sacramental uses of alcohol were still allowed. That's why the molasses vat that we talked about yesterday was still necessary for making industrial alcohol. But in almost all cases, alcohol for just personal consumption was banned. When prohibition went into effect the following year, though, it was a huge failure. It did not reduce crime, it increased crime. Speakeasies, which were illegal places to consume alcohol, sprouted up everywhere. Bootlegging, which was already pretty popular for people who wanted to evade taxes, became more widespread. Criminal enterprises formed to support the illegal production of alcohol, and some of the most famous names in organized crime were part of all this, including Al Capone. And because the alcohol was being produced illegally by people who needed to get it done out from under the watchful eye of any law enforcement, the end result was often dangerous or even poisonous. By the late 1920s, people had started calling for a repeal of the 18th Amendment. And then after the start of the Great Depression, those calls got a whole lot louder. The 21st Amendment repealed the 18th Amendment and the legislation that had followed it, and that was ratified in 1933. That makes the 18th Amendment the only amendment to the U.S. Constitution that was successfully ratified but then later repealed. There is more to this in a whole lot of episodes from Stuff You Missed in History Class, including How Prohibition Works from December 15th, 2008, a brief history of moonshine from October 26, 2015, and a two-parter on Carry a Nation on July 24th and 26, 2017. We've also talked about people who tried to repeal prohibition, including Pauline Sabin on February 12th, 2018. Thanks to Casey Pegram and Chandler Mays for their audio work on the show. You can subscribe to This Day in History Class on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, the iHeartRadio app, and wherever else you get podcasts. Tune in tomorrow for the overthrow of one nation's last and only queen.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.